Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Debbie Loosberg, your host of There's a You in Success. Welcome. Thanks for dialing in. I appreciate you listening in to the power of positive thinking, the power of making choices, and the power of being responsible for what it is that we choose to do in our lives, making ourselves more successful along the way. During this show, I like to give you little kicks, little motivations, little messages about how to tweak your thinking, how to make those decisions that make a big difference in your life, because success is the journey, not the destination. So let's make that journey as powerful and successful as we can all along the way. And there are so many different components where we can apply practical behaviors, practical lessons to help ourselves feel more confident, to feel like we're better communicators, like we have a better attitude, like we have better interpersonal relationships. All of those things add up to us feeling more successful. And feeling is the topic for today, talking about expressing our emotions and being okay with however it is we feel and knowing that we can change that feeling anytime we choose to a better feeling. Today's episode is called, How You Doing? How are you? Fine. How you doing? Good. How's it going? Okay. What if you answered with how you really feel? How are you? I'm agitated and impatient and disgusted with the state of the world. Oh, and I feel kind of tired, anxious, and like a cold is coming on. How you doing? Irritated that you always ask me that and mad that I never see you. How's it going? Terrible. The expectation is that we'll gloss over the truth and give those stock short answers, okay, good, fine, saying that everything is okay. No one wants to hear the down and dirty details of our true emotions when they ask those questions, and that's okay. But we need to acknowledge that the whole range of those emotions shows up in our lives every day, and that's okay too. We need them. For maximum benefit and growth, we need to feel all those little feelings, then choose a better one and move on through them until we get back to level, to feeling good. Feelings are, after all, how we experience the world. The yucky, bad, and ugly, the rich, vibrant, and exciting, they all help us grow and realize how we want to live our lives, degree of success that we want to feel. Years ago, I took a class about this very thing. Identifying our emotions helps us be mindful and conscious of what's going on internally and externally, thus prompting us to make positive changes. The daily exercise we had in that class was to refer to a handout called How Do You Feel Today? And it was a sheet filled with emotions, emoticons rather, faces showing a variety of emotions. You can find something like this on the internet very easily. And then we were to choose a feeling that fit for any particular point in the day and then share that with a partner later. Once we were conscious of what we were feeling, the idea was that then we could choose to change or not. If I want to stay in pained or exasperated mode for a while, that's okay. It's my choice. The message is this. We are each responsible for our own emotions, and we can choose to change at any time. Once you're aware of how you're feeling, name it. Discuss or express it. Dismantle it if it's negative by moving on to one that's a little better, and then maintain the positive ones, the ones that feel good, the ones that feel like you're successful, that you're successfully navigating through the day. There are tons of benefits from expressing our true emotions. Jeez, here's a long list. Self-honesty, honesty with others, clarity, self-awareness, less stress, improved relationships, increased self-confidence, a sense of freedom and peace of mind, physical well-being, and the list goes on. We also end up, when we express our true emotions, giving others the okay to express theirs, reaping their rewards. That is, if they want to express their emotions. We're only responsible for ourselves. By the way, it really is important to be mindful of our audiences and our surroundings when we're expressing our emotions. Who and where will be most, most supportive, understanding, appropriately responsive. Your journal might be the best audience for now. Write it all out, not skipping a detail about how you're feeling. This reminds me of a journal page from years ago that's ripped from the pen, tearing the paper. I guess I was expressing anger or frustration that day. So let's say someone on the other end of the line has totally ruined your day and you are just livid that your holiday fruitcake won't be delivered on time. So stay feeling livid for a while. Then perhaps move on to being greatly irritated. Then choose to feel simply disappointed. Then to feeling indifferent. Eventually, and when you're good and ready, all this happens at your own pace, by the way, it'll be easier to let it all go and accept that mistakes happen. People err, and we all live to see and feel another day. Move through it and get back to feeling good, balanced, and even keeled again. Back to where you are your best self, productive and contributing. And notice what you've learned. What trigger set you off? How you can avoid it next time or respond differently when it occurs again. During the course of any day, emotional upheaval can happen instantaneously when we're not paying attention. We then end up wondering later why it was such a rotten day. So choose to pay attention today. Choose to take charge and feel that feeling. Express it if you need to. Write it out. And then choose to feel differently and act accordingly. You've got the power to do that. So, how you doing? Well, here's the truth. I'm feeling better and better all the time. So there's your kick message for today, a little bit of wit and wisdom geared toward you realizing and building your inner success. I hope you've got some food for thought to ponder and help you move toward whatever your own definition of success is, knowing that each day is a step along the way, a part of the journey, and each day, each piece, each hour can be as successful as you choose to make it. Please visit my website where you can sign up for your weekly email kick, debbieloosberg.com. You can also check out my resources, services, such as coaching programs, workshops, my Well, Why Not manuals that are available for sale there. Remember that your success starts with the inner you, your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success, unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Choose to have a great day.